French writer David Moncoutier won the 11th stage of the Tour de France bike race today. Lance Armstrong came in ninth. The American rider also accused a French TV crew of trying to get into his hotel room to search for evidence of doping. Earlier this week, two other cyclists were dropped from the race following doping allegations. And French rider Richard Véranque, who won yesterday's stage of the race, also has experience with this darker side of the sporting event. Eric Kneeler reports.
To the French, there's nothing better than a French cyclist winning on July 14th. It's Bastille Day, the country's national holiday, and Frenchman Richard Véranque did so in style, beating everyone else by more than 5 minutes. Here's commentator Phil Liggett describing the action on Outdoor Life Network.
And Véranque, you have to hand it to this man, Paul. He does really take this race occasionally by the scruff of the neck, and he goes on the attack.
Véranque is France's most popular rider, but he's also admitted to using performance-enhancing drugs. He was at the center of a 1998 scandal that nearly destroyed the race. Authorities eventually suspended him for 7 months. Since then, tour organizers have set a zero tolerance for anyone connected with doping, even if the allegations occurred years ago. That's why nobody was surprised when organizers kicked out an Italian and a Slovenian rider on Monday. Charles Pelkey follows the tour as news editor of Velo News magazine. He has written extensively about the problem of performance-enhancing drugs in cycling.
I think the sport is still rife with doping problems. I think that enforcement is still a big question, and I don't think that testing is as effective as people would like it.
Pelkey notes that another three riders were banned from the tour before it even started on July 3rd, including a British world champion. All of them were tied to blood doping. That means that cyclists take certain drugs to boost the body's red blood cell count and thereby carry more oxygen. This allows the athletes to ride harder and longer. Pelkey said that some professional cyclists have told him that blood doping can make a 10-15% difference in their performance. The most popular such drug is a synthetic version of erythropoietin, or EPO.
A male rider on EPO competing against a male rider not on EPO was like putting a male against a female rider.
Pelkey said that this difference is especially critical in the mountain stages of big races like the Tour de France and Italy's Giro d'Italia.
On a mountain, when they're climbing at a steady rate, they're probably putting out 350, 400 watts. And if you boost that by 60 watts, suddenly you've got the difference between winning and losing.
The world's most famous rider, American Lance Armstrong, has fended off rumors of blood doping for years. Currently, an Italian judge is looking at links between an Italian doctor used by Armstrong and several Italian cyclists accused of doping. At a press conference last month, Armstrong denied taking any performance-enhancing drugs.
I can absolutely confirm that we don't use doping products. I can also remind everybody here and everybody listening that this is not the first time it's happened. This is not the first time I've lived through this.
The Italian judge won't conclude his investigation before the Tour de France finishes on July 25th in Paris. One problem for cycling authorities is testing procedures. A urine test can detect EPO for several days after someone has taken the drug. But EPO's performance-enhancing effect lasts for over a month. Critics say that's a big loophole for authorities trying to catch cheaters. For Day Today, I'm Eric Kneeler.